AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump criticized NATO allies at the summit in Turkey. Trump expressed frustration over their lack of support for his Iran campaign and their resistance to his Greenland ambitions. While at the summit, Trump said he thinks the interim agreement with Iran to pause fighting is over, but said he would let negotiations continue. The U.S. attacked Iran Wednesday after Iran said it struck three ships in the Strait of Hormuz. Iran hit back with strikes on Bahrain and Kuwait. Meanwhile, the president again insisted that the U.S. take over Greenland. Denmark's Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen says her country is ready to defend the territory. European politicians want FIFA to investigate after the U.S. World Cup red card controversy. The AP's Jennifer King has more.
At least 35 European lawmakers are calling for an investigation of FIFA President Gianni Infantino over concerns about his involvement in the suspension of a red card against U.S. striker Fuller and Balogun. FIFA lifted his suspension for Monday's U.S.-Belgium match after President Donald Trump intervened, although the U.S. lost 4-1 anyway.
I related just that feel. I didn't tell him what to do. I can't tell him what to do, but and I don't believe he made the decision. I think it was a committee that made the decision.
In a statement, European Parliament lawmakers Barry Andrews, Laura Walters, and others said the decision to change the rules mid-tournament is a disgrace and a perversion of justice. They're asking EU national football associations to press FIFA's ethics committee to find out more. FIFA has said it was the decision of a disciplinary committee. I'm Jennifer King.
Lawyers for Tyler Robinson, the man accused of killing conservative activist Charlie Kirk, are expected to keep questioning the reliability of DNA testing. Prosecutors say the DNA links the defendant to the suspected murder weapon. The week-long hearing continues today. This is AP News. The Islamic Republic's days-long funeral for Iran's late Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei began Saturday. A funeral procession is now being held in Najaf, Iraq.
Khamenei's body and those of several senior Iranian leaders killed in strikes during the war were welcomed in Najaf, Iraq, by mourners holding portraits of the slain Ayatollah. Others performed self-flagellation on the streets and most chanted. In Najaf, the funeral prayers take place at the shrine of Imam Ali, the Prophet Muhammad's cousin and son-in-law, and then move to Karbala, also a holy city for Shiite Muslims. Khamenei's body will then be returned to Iran for burial. Iran's new supreme leader, Ayatollah Mojtaba Khamenei, has yet to make an appearance in the funeral ceremonies. He's believed to be in hiding after reportedly being wounded in the airstrike that killed his father. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.